simply get more for your money.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and again, it's going to be a busy show. With an hour to fill, we've got 12 hours of entertainment and news right here. Hey, starting out with our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
How you doing, Frosty?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know, people say, hey, how come you introduce Frosty every day? And I said, well, you know, one day I forgot, and Frosty turned off all the station all by himself for 6 hours.
It's pretty easy.
You know, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Because he's the producer. He runs the board.
He is the blood of this show. And not a crypt, though. Just a blood.
Okay.
All right. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda, who was crawling underneath trucks last night.
Oh. If we sound a little wiped out this morning, I mean, we have energy, always energy for the show, because there's every day there's so much excitement and going on and great juice to get out to you and have you call in, and we thrive on that. And Carl's going, nee, nee, nee. Let me tell you about, first of all, thank you for all of the people who put time into this truck. We're on the countdown, of course. We're going to be out tomorrow night racing in our red suits and this truck that has just been completely refurbished for racing at the racetrack down in Shasta at the Anderson Fairgrounds. And I want to thank the Signs by Kat. Now, Kat, if you're listening, you did a great job on the so many of the names. We have about 30 or 40 other names that had to be painted on last night. So the crude ones are mine.
You can see a distinct difference between Signs by Kat and Signs by Bot. All right? And what do you see? Oh, I tell you what. Right last night, somebody was trying to go around the edges just to make them look a little bit better.
And so. Carl was under the truck welding.
Well, you know, welding is such a, you know, it's such a, it's an art. And they were trying to teach me, you know, how you join two pieces of metal so it's a seamless melded joint. I kind of look at it like this. It's kind of like in combat. That if you've got an objective to take and there's bad guys in the objective, you call in all the supporting arms you can, artillery, air, until it becomes a smoking hole in the ground. You walk up and you roll hand grenades into it. So I figured if a little bit of welding's okay, then 10 pounds of metal I threw on there is even going to be better.
Well, anyway, and thank you to American Tire. They donated a couple tires that we're going to be taking our rims over there. I can't believe it. Listen to me. And there we are. Yeah. So today we go out, and we're going to do some more work on the truck and get the seats. And RJ it. And Edith, thank you so much. Oh,
and
my
Steve,
word.
And Steve, Tammy, everybody.
Everybody, thanks
Chris.
So much.
The whole group was out there just for one thing, and that's to raise money. And we want to thank our people, thank our supporters right here in Reading, because the names are still coming in with envelopes, with donations. And today was the last day, and we're going to put them on there. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a couple of things we need to talk about. But Reading, there's a family here that needs our help. You know, I know that it seems like every time you turn around, there's something that people need our help. But in this case, this is a family that truly, truly needs the support of our citizens here in the North State. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. This is Colin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, Colin DeBott. Okay, look. What happened was last week there was a tragedy in Red Bluff when Donald J. Allen Ledford, a 10-year-old Red Bluff boy, was hit by a truck. He died from his injuries, and his family is trying to raise the money to have him cremated so they can bury their son. They don't have the money. The funeral home down there is not going to give him a break. One's here in Reading would. But the family, you know, the family is in such a, so distraught that moving the child is just too much for them right now. They have to raise $2,000. But we need to raise, we've already raised $1,000 just yesterday. So we need to raise another $1,000. And the way you do this is you call us here at 226-9500.
That's the main office there, Kerry. 226-9500.
Right. That's right. And or you can stop by the Reading Bank of Commerce, and they've set up an account there. And the Reading Bank of Commerce is down on Placer and East Street or Churn Creek, in the corner of Churn Creek and Mistletoe.
Which, by the way, the Bank of Commerce already, when they opened that account, they put in.
They already put $250.
Put a nice donation. Yeah. Yes.
They put a nice donation, or you can go to the Premier West Bank in Red Bluff. So the family, the Donald Ledford family, needs this so they can bear their child. And you can imagine how you might feel in this.
Your 10-year-old son's just out riding his bike, and accidents happen.
Yeah.
He got caught under that truck, and it was they had to fly him to UC Davis, and then they, at that time, had to make that decision to,
So you can either stop by the station here and drop off a donation here at 3360 Alta Mesa Drive, and or you go to the Reading Bank of Commerce or the Premier West Bank in Red Bluff. If you want any more information, just call us here at 226-9500. All right. You know, this is something that is such a tragedy anyway, and if there's any way we can help, we're going to do that.
So our prayers will go around
the family.
The family.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of a few other things that have hit the papers here, it seems like we're going to be short a few million dollars in our budget right here in Reading.
And we knew this was coming.
We knew it was coming. It wasn't a surprise.
And where was it going to be hit?
Well, it looks like it's going across the board. That the big hit, though, appears to be is that in the police department, not the officers being cut off. But it's going to be the 24 community service officers and office workers at the Reading Police Department are going to, could be affected by the layoffs. Now, what's that mean? It means that the chief says the response time then for the police could lengthen, because these community police service officers are the ones that usually handle a lot of the non-emergency calls. But if they're let go, that means our police themselves are going to have to do that. So the fact is that the cut in the budget, you know, going across the board, is going to touch everybody. They're talking about furloughs for people. They're not taking raises. I know that Red Bluff announced the other day that they that the unions there were not taking raises at all to help balance their budget for next year. So that was, you know, getting the unions into this. I think that this, like we said, it's not a surprise, because we had Kurt Starman on, and other people have said this. Patrick Jones, in a speech the other day, said that we were going to be having this problem, and with this much money that we've lost out of our budget, things are going to get a lot tighter. Hey, Dwayne, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. We're doing fine, wonderful.
Dwayne.
Hey, I just want to make a comment. First of all, my heart goes out to this family that lost this little boy, and I really am very sensitive to this issue, because for 13 and a half years, I worked in the funeral industry. I was licensed. I was a licensed embalmer, still am, and a funeral director. And what really grates my skin over this is that we used to provide our services at no cost to the families, and we would give the casket or cremation container or whatever was needed for that particular case at our cost. And what grates my skin is that they have stopped doing that as a service to the public. And we used to do it at no charge from anybody that was 16 and below. Once you reach the age of 16, they really kind of considered it, you know, I'm not sure what the justification was behind from that particular age, but I know it was 16 and below. There was no charge to the family, and I find it to be very disrespectful to a family that just lost a 10-year-old boy. I mean, I have three children of my own, and I'm not looking for something for free, but when there's a hardship, I think we really need to examine our hearts over something like this, because it makes it very difficult for the family. I own a local business here. I'm not a funeral director anymore, but I plan on going down to the Reading Bank there and donating some funds to this little boy. But, you know, it's really just a comment on my part.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why, you know, I don't quite understand either, is that, you know, the family signed a contract. Of course, they're under duress at this point. And they're under, what they're going through at this point. And, you know, so that funeral home is not, you know, they're not offering any help there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
they're there to be a service to the public. And I'm sorry to hammer on them, but one of the reasonings I got out of that industry is because the bottom line became more important than people's needs.
Yeah.
And I think that's where their downfall is, and it's really sad. And my heart goes out to them. And, you know, like I said, I'm gonna help do my part. I'm gonna go down there, and I would just really encourage others to reach out and help take care of this.
Well, you know, Dwayne, thank you so much for your phone call. And obviously, you're so sincere about
this. Your heart's
this.
In the right place, yeah. Dwayne. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I've got to take a break here. This is Carla Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Story and more in today's Reading Record Searchlight. Welcome back. It's Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. Right now, if you know a senior, you're a senior, or you're the grandparents of a senior, they're doing senior portraits and are looking for senior models. Free stuff. Wonderful photographers, Park Marina, 243-4301. Hey, we really want to share something with you, and it's regarding miracles, regarding people opening their hearts. A gentleman by the name of Fred Meyer just came by and gave $100 and said he wants all the other, he pledges all for all the other attorneys to come forth and donate money for this little boy. Yesterday, we were just told by Carrie, the gal at the front desk, that a woman named Dawn had come in yesterday. The night before, she just received a check for $500 out of the blue. She wasn't expecting, and heard this story and came in and just wrote a check for $500. And
we're not giving her last name.
No,
because
it's not about the money.
It's not about
the amount of money. It's about the action and what it is. And that's the beauty of this community. People, it comes in different waves.
Yeah.
And I know that we do lots of fundraising things, and so it's whatever moves your heart. But thank you for those to Dawn
and
to Fred.
Yeah, Fred, you know, hey, thank you so much. You know, people, we're in a tough time now in the economics. You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're going to take the next call. We're going to be talking about this. It's a tough time economically for our country, and this is the time that we in the North State turn to help other people. And, you know, this is another reason we are so proud to be here in the North State. Roadrunner.
Hey, good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Don't be afraid of
peanut butter and toast in my mouth.
Don't be afraid of us. Keep speaking, Roadrunner.
Hey, regarding the cuts in the positions of the community services officers, I do a couple of volunteer things in the community, and of course, volunteer means just that. You do it without pay. Why don't they consider opening up those positions to people who could volunteer in them, become trained in them? And at a time when perhaps they need other officers, they would already have some training to step into those positions. Just food for thought.
Well, you know, it could be. I know they probably need special training, so it would be people that could have time to go through the training and do this. But I think they say 70% of non-emergency calls are handled by them, and that these potential reductions can save these 13 police or community service officers could potentially save the city $975,000. Now, there's another way to save money to the city, and that's Turtle Bay. So, Roadrunner, thanks for your phone call.
Hey, one last quick thing there, Carl.
All right.
I wanted to thank you and Linda for all that you guys do. You don't just get on the radio and conduct a show. You guys are so involved in the community, and it's obvious that you're doing it with total sincerity and from the bottom of your heart. So thank you.
Well,
thank you.
No, thanks a lot, Roadrunner. You know, there's again, you know, it's the way the community is.
Actually, the community, you have to think of it this way. It's a heartbeat and their veins. And it's a body. It's a movement. And if we're going to move, like, for instance, how we walked on the bridge, how we'll help this family, how we're raising money for those fallen soldiers whose remains have been forgotten. I mean, we together as a community can make a big difference. And that's what it starts with, one heartbeat that moves out and trickles out through the veins of the body. We're very proud to be part of that. And if not, then, you know, it's like either go big or go home, is how I feel. So thank you so much. And you're part of that with us.
You're welcome, you guys. Good luck tomorrow.
Hey, thanks so much, Roadrunner.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. They're going to cut. They're cutting across the board. They're cutting Turtle Bay by another 10%. And so that takes them, I think, down from 310,000. They take another 30,000 out. There's a lot of people screaming about Turtle Bay. And, you know, I enjoy Turtle Bay. I think Turtle Bay is good for the community. But I also look at the fact is that they only get 5% of their budget comes from the city, according to their director out there, the CEO.
Mike Warren.
Mike Warren. He said 5% of their budget comes from the city. Well, you know, if we're cutting back 2 and 3% of what's going across the city, we're cutting out all these people, then perhaps if only 5% of the funding to Turtle Bay comes from the city, maybe we need to cut it back so they take a 2% cut. In other words, you cut back maybe 100,000 that goes to Turtle Bay. If 95% of their funding comes from other places. My wife is sitting here looking askance at me. And
well, it just depends on, you know, I don't know. I just think that, again, it's a balancing act. And there's rewards that come from education that help empower, and that is priceless.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco there, Espresso Joe's, where you can get any coffee, any way you like it, made by Kim and the girls. Joe and Shelley support the community in so many different ways. Finest tobacco emporium here in the state. Everybody's trying to make cuts. You know, I mean, President Obama got his whole cabinet together and said, we need to make some cuts here. Besides the fact we're spending trillions of dollars, so we need to make some cuts. So we're going to cut $100 million in waste. That's about 1/10,000th of their agency's annual operating budgets. That comes out of the AP. If Kurt Starman told the staff at for Reading to do that, that means Reading would cut out of the $72 million general fund, would cut out about $7,200. It comes out to like 35 cents per person in the United States. Okay, $100 million. Let's think about that. The way they're doing it there, $100 million is a rounding error. I mean, they round up $100 million to the next decimal point. President Obama, I appreciate you cutting $100 million out, but I also appreciate you keeping your word about taking the pork out of the budget, which you didn't do. And, you know, and then when, how are we spending the money on the stimulus? Yes, we go out to Lassen Park, we spend $15 million out there. Okay, that's cool. I'm not sure what it's doing to the infrastructure right here in the city, but $15 million out to Lassen Park. I see places skate parks being built. I see studies being done on housing for places that don't have housing yet, spending millions of dollars. So, but thank you for saving us that 1/10,000th of the agency's annual spending. You know, at least it's a start. You know, I don't know why none of the candidates said that I'm running on a platform of this and this and this, but I am going to shrink government by 10% by the time my term's over. Do you hear anybody ever saying that? I'm going to shrink the size of the federal government by 10%. I mean, I that would have gotten my attention. Or even if they said, I'm going to start at 2 or 3% the first year, we're going to see what happens. And I'm going to try and do that every year. And maybe at the end of 4 years, it's 12%. So that to me makes sense. Because, you know, hiring another 600,000 people to work for the federal government is a little scary unless they're soldiers or Marines that are going to be out there fighting wars. But I don't think that's what it's going to be.
Well, even that's scary.
Oh, it is. By the way, we're talking about Turtle Bay. looking at the way to support Turtle Bay. They have something called the Friends of Turtle Bay, something that Linda and I belong to. And that's one way of raising money for Turtle Bay. You know, they have the auctions and other things. You know, we support Turtle Bay, but I'm looking at things like electricity and cable TV, if it's in your house. You know, we have to make some cuts. So we can still keep cable, but maybe we don't have all the channels that we have. So, you know, we're in a spot now that when we're making cuts, like, you know, some of the firemen, I think they're, you know, some of the seasonal help there are not going to be hired. Our whole city needs to find a way to increase the tax revenue. And with 16.8, almost 17% unemployment right here in Shasta County, it's going to get tougher and tougher. So we've got to come out with, we've got to be a lot smarter on how we're going to raise this money.
So, do you have any suggestions?
Well, I'm listening to the producer, and he's talking about, well, you could tax things that are, you know, that were currently, you know, untaxable.
Like?
I don't think that'll work. Well, substances that people use in abundance
California. This comes back to legalizing marijuana and taxing it, and the kind of buku bucks maybe California could make from that. Am I getting off subject?
You talk about, well, how can we raise money? You know, that is one of the ways it was brought up. It'll be shot down, of course. The fact is, though, is that people are looking at different ways. I mean, let's start looking at, you know, any type of downloading of pornography should be taxed. Downloading of tunes, are already downloading it. You know, people are talking about taxing the Internet. Oh, Frosty's over there shaking his head. Well, you know, the thing about taxing the Internet, then you really, you know, that can be a real regressive
tax. I'm going to bring up something that's kind of, it's out there, but do the brothels in Nevada, are they taxed as a business?
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, it is a business to them.
It's a business. So, and it always has been a business, and it's called the world's oldest business.
Professional
business for some. I mean, there is an exchange for services.
Well, it's kind of just like politics is like the second one, and a lot of times they're confused because, you know, you pay people and never mind. Anyway,
I know that's kind of a strange subject, but it's not, because these are things that happen around us all the time, and they're always happening in some place that's, you know, dirty and dark. And the thing is that, I don't know, maybe people should take
I don't
a
know
different
about,
look.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, but, you know, there are a lot of very, very intelligent people around Reading and in North State. What are different ways we could use to raise money? Because there are, I mean, right now we're trying to squeeze a rock and get money out of it.
And online gambling sites taxed.
Well, they are. And so you can, what are different ways? What else can you tax? Because right now, I mean, the tax revenue is going down on homes, the property taxes, because all the homes values have dropped. So, okay. Tom, good morning.
Well, perhaps the best way to solve some of this is just send every legislative body home for the rest of the year. Because it seems like our life, liberty, our pocketbook are always in jeopardy whenever they're in session.
Yeah, but you know, Tom, whoever gets in there still inherits the problem. It just doesn't go away.
I know. Well, that was just a joke. Well, you know, the problem is you talk about cutting the budget. Everybody talks about it, and I've yet to see year over year the budget drop. In fact, I think you have to go clear back to the 1940s after World War II that the budget actually dropped. Obviously, after we're done fighting the war, we don't need to have so much going to armaments. But only in Washington can... if you spend $10 billion 1 year and you want to raise it up to $15 billion and you cut it back to $12 billion, that's considered a cut. That's the kind of cuts they talk about. You're going to raise the deficit, from half a trillion a year up to a trillion and a half, and then you're going to cut it in half down to $750 billion. That's considered a cut. You've got to know how these guys talk, but the national debt keeps going up. The portion of the gross domestic product that the government keeps gobbling up, for government services, it keeps going up. And so, you know, a lot of it starts with the people. We seem to want a cake and eat it too. Cut 10% over there on that guy, but leave mine alone.
You know, the thing is that it's a continue, and you're right. You know, people say, that, oh, they cut, it cuts two ways. They say, oh, look, they cut spending in education. Well, no, they didn't cut spending in education. The money amount went up. It just went, you know, it's not at the percentage that people wanted it at. So, but you're right. It just keeps going up and up and up. And even now we are in the throes of the worst economic conditions in recent memory. And the state of California is still making stupid decisions. I mean, these are legislators that get elected time after time after time, and they keep spending $42 billion more than we've got.
One of the problems is you got a governor that won't raise taxes. So I was with him on that because, you know, we got, I mean, how many other states got an 8.5% sales tax?
Well, you know,
and we got income tax, you know, a state income tax. Alaska doesn't have a state income tax. Florida doesn't.
Yeah, there's seven states don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we could go on and on.
Yeah, I know. But we got to take a break here, Tom.
We got to quit demanding too much government. And, you know, every time you get stimulus packages and all that stuff, everybody's just like a big feeding frenzy at the zoo. Everybody's grabbing a piece.
It's like, yeah, you're throwing a banana into the monkey cage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. We got to take a break.
Bye.
All right. We got some people. John, we'll get to you as soon as the break's over. This is Carl Lindebaum, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. Carl Lindebaum. This portion of the show brought to you by Attorney Robert Logan, 1350 Placer Street. His phone number is 241-0126, and he'll do a job, civil, criminal, bankruptcies. Rob's the guy to go to. And he's one of the ones that has been challenged also to bring down a donation. And by the way, on the break.
Cops?
Well, not just the cops, but Dave the Indian.
Dave the
rolled
Indian.
Through here.
And, big guy.
And he gave a donation for the young man for the Ledford family. And what he has done is he has challenged the other North State bikers to come in here and give some money. And, you know, it's, you know, anything will help out. But he has challenged the other North State bikers just to stop by the radio station and drop off $10, $15, $20, anything that you can give to help out this family. So.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Ledford boy, the 10-year-old, child that was riding his bike got caught under the truck and was killed, and we are as stationed here pledging and asking for donations to help with his burial.
That's right. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is John Kleckner.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
Something's coming up big for the Special Forces.
As big as it gets.
All right.
Yes, we're having the first dedication of the first monument dedicated to the memory of Special Forces this Saturday, the 25th at 2 p.m. at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we certainly want to extend an invitation to everyone in the North State to attend this very special program.
Yeah, well, Linda and I will be there. We're going to probably ride the bike and link up with a bunch of our fellow veterans that ride bikes.
Yes, you guys can do some very special things for me, and I really appreciate everybody in MIAP and PGR and all the rest of the organizations up here that support veterans.
Well, you know, it's a real veteran friendly area here, and in fact, with this new census, I know that John gets really involved in the veterans community. And one of the things that John's been involved in is just how many veterans do we have up here?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I don't think anybody right now can answer it. Many, many years ago, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Jay Vargas, contacted me and told me that California was so grossly undercounted that he was going himself personally to try to get a count throughout California, and he asked me to help him in Northern California. And there are just so many people up in the mountains, in the Intermountain area, for example. There are a lot of people who just don't want to disclose or discuss what they did or that they were veterans. And as a consequence to that, Carl, Washington doesn't subsidize California financially like it should, and the veterans miss out on an awful lot of money. It's a very important issue to get an accurate count. But let me tell you, we got a lot of veterans up here in the North State.
Oh, absolutely. And this is why it was so important when Bob Hugh called yesterday. He said they're looking for, you know, managers to run the census.
Yeah.
Right here is, and what he is saying, his thesis is just the same as ours, is that the veterans are undercounted here, and we need to have them identified for a couple reasons, is that then they can receive any type of you know, medical help they may need or anything like this, but it's also to make sure is that we are represented fairly to get the clinic taken care of here, and with a new home being built and a number of other things.
That's absolutely right, and especially the clinic. We fought so hard to get it to begin with, and to get Vision 21, who really is the regional controller of the money, the budget, to cough up enough money to take care of all of the different needs of the veterans up here in the North State is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And you have to get a hold of these bureaucrats by the throat and to make them do the right thing. I got into a conversation with one of them one time, and he says, well, what about American Samoa? I said, well, what about American Samoa? You know, I mean, there's like 16 guys over there, but we've got hundreds of thousands here. When you talk about the North State, you're talking about an area the size of the state of Ohio, if you can envision that.
Uh-huh.
And at one time, we were talking to Secretary Principi about how far our veterans have to travel. And remember, we've got a lot of World War II and Korean War veterans that are still alive and very sick.
Yeah, we're sending World War II veterans in their 80s all the way down to Mayer. 12-hour round trip for treatment that they should be able to get right here.
And sometimes to Palo Alto, the South Bay.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. Those men need to be treated up here.
Right.
We met a few yesterday at the Classic Cafe. What a great hang.
And by the way, the Classic Cafe. I mean, what a
God
great
bless those
group
people. They're wonderful
of people.
Gals.
Yeah, God bless them.
We're going to talk more about them. Hey, John, we got to take a break here.
Okay.
I just
hope everybody comes out Saturday.
Saturday, 2 o'clock at IGO.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we're going to talk about it again tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
All right,
thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Foster, we're going to get to you as soon as we come back from the break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. The truth. Ooh, I love that song. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS, Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They buy gold at the best price you're going to get in town. They will fix your jewelry. They will even give you a bad time if you need it when you walk in there. Hey, he's a great guy. You go down and see Leonard Four Winds Jewelry. They're the place to go.
2225 Hilltop Drive.
Good morning.
Morning, Foster.
Hey, thanks for waiting, Foster.
Hey, that's fine. I've listened to it on the phone.
Yeah.
I just had a little thought in my head. That lady really put it in my head. She'd come by and give that $500. Bucks, that's probably the stimulus bill check you got.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one coming too in May for $250. And I'm going to donate half of that for vets across America.
Okay.
Half of it for this Ledford boy. And I got to know who to make the checks out to.
Oh, man.
Well,
they got the information at the station.
Yes, they have the information station for the young man and for the guys that are running across America. A check would be to MIAP.
MIAP?
Right. And you can just say attention, to Carl and Linda, and we'll make sure they get it.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you're a great man, Foster.
Okay, I'll come by and get my book this morning.
Oh.
I'll drop these off this
okay.
morning.
Hey, thank
oh, Foster,
you so much,
thank
Foster.
You so much
you're
for the kindness of your heart.
Okay.
All right, thank
Have
you so much.
Have a good one.
Bye. Ryan, who is a member of our crew here in the station, he's on Hank. But he brings in things like we do cutouts. It says the best and worst cities for job growth. Of the 10 best cities for job growth in the United States, 7 of them come out of Texas. Yeah, Texas. The bottom 10 cities, most of them come out of Michigan, except one, number 328 for the bottom 10 cities for job growth, Redding, California. I wonder how they got it. So we're right in there with Battle Creek.
That is an ouch.
And Flint and Toledo, Ohio.
So what we need to do is change the curveball on that.
Yeah,
folks.
We want to become the top.
Hello.
Team. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks.
We're doing fine, Adam.
Just wanted to call and let you guys know I've got, I'm the manager of a fastener store off of Highway 273 just north of the fairgrounds. I heard you guys talking about the fairgrounds earlier.
Yeah.
And today from 9 until 2, we have the number 17 Matt Kenseth's DeWalt NASCAR in our parking lot and DeWalt tool demonstrations and all of that. So.
Well, hey, you don't think they'd let us use that tomorrow on that 200-lap enduro, do you?
You know, they're very easygoing. You might be able to talk them into it.
Well, do they have two seats? in there so Linda and I can ride together.
Right, right. One of you can call shotgun.
Well, that's it. Well, one has to watch the gauges, but so, I mean, it's only 200 laps. It's only like 70 miles. Come on.
Right,
right. They're not doing anything tomorrow night, right?
Exactly.
So are you saying you think they would?
You know, I'm not sure. You'd have to come down and kind of schmooze them yourself, so.
Hey, you know what? We still need a rim for a five lug Chevy 1976 truck. You have any of those down there?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Hey, you didn't really think you were going to call and get out of this alive, did you?
No, apparently not.
You know what? You take your life in your own hands. Call here. You think this is a free announcement, right, Adam?
No, huh? Hey.
So what are you
going
to give the truck, Adam?
That I hear that are on the radio. I wanted to let them know that the car's down here.
So you're going to help donate here for the Missing in America project?
Hey, listen, one more time. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on, Em?
Car 17.
From 9 until 2 today at Fasteners, Inc., this the DeWalt NASCAR number 17 is here in our parking lot, along with live tool demonstrations.
Okay, and where are you exactly?
I'm on the west side of Highway 273, north of Oxyoke Road.
Super. All right. Hey, Adam, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, you got a great sense of humor.
Thanks.
We are now in the racing business, you know that.
What choice did you have?
There's no business about it except for monkey business, truly. No.
I tell you, well, you know, we're going to be, you know, this is two seats and we take turns driving and one of us watches the gauges, one of us, and by the way, when that gauge hits 230 on the heat on the engine, we come off the track.
If you would have told my Dean Martin Gold Digger girlfriends in LA and my show business friends ever thought I was going to have dirty fingernails and paint everywhere and spray paint here and there. But anyway, it's been great. We love it. And we're so proud to be part of this whole thing with Missing in America.
Well, you know, again, it's the North State who has done so much for each other around here and way that people are coming out now to help the Lawford family. And again, you can come down here to 3360 Alta Mesa Drive. You can go to the Reading Bank of Commerce, and they are great people. Those are our bankers, by the way, down there on Placer Street in East End on Churn Creek. Or you can go to the other bank in Red Bluff, which Premier West. All right. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?